I don't think he has it written. Oh, no, he's relying on his brain cell.
Oh, dear.
The Willpower Weightlifting Podcast is here, and joining me this month, as in every month, is Michael Farmer.
Hello.
I'll take that this month, Mike. Jordan Sikars.
Hello.
Captain Sarah Kedwood.
Good evening.
Oh, is that new? Yeah, that is new. Fucking hell. A good evening. It's 9 of the hour, I think, is it? What time is it?
10 past.
9. Look at that, on a Friday. Big Friday's done. We're going to come straight into our usual training review. Captain, you can start us off. How was your training?
Really good. It's all changed.
All changed. Yep,
like the fucking back to basics.
Buses and the trains.
Yeah.
Go on then, fill us in.
What with what I'm doing?
Yeah. The changes.
So I've got a new start position. Ooh. In my snatch, right. Which is working really well.
Yeah, hips lower or higher?
Lower.
Right.
And more patient.
How's that going?
Really well.
Yeah.
Hard, but really well, really well. And it's making a difference as well. So.
Right, where's it making a difference?
Within my back. Yeah, I'm using my legs.
Yeah.
And not my back. Pulling so that's
back,
really good.
Using legs.
I've also learnt to shrug. Which I've never been taught.
Right. Okay.
Well, I have been taught, but I don't use. So I've had to go back to basics and just with the smaller bar.
Yeah.
The one I keep going on about.
Yeah. The one you had an argument with the other
one
day.
I had an argument with three
Captain
times.
Had an argument with a 7 kilo technique bar.
And then I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
It and then it turned up where I'd put it.
That's right. Quite a relationship you've got with that bar already.
But it's going
weeks.
Really well. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. Geordie, how's your training?
It's going very well. Why are you laughing? Why would you laugh at that?
Well, all right. Did we have a conversation about a week ago, probably on a Wednesday, you know, week, fucking 10 days ago, where you were talking about, you know, training and how you want to be fucking here and, like, you want to fucking push here and all the rest of it?
Yeah, we did have that conversation.
Yeah, and that was, like, before... the training session, or in between snatch and clean and jerk.
Yeah.
And then you clean and jerked. You had a completely different appraisal of training after that.
I don't know where we're going with this.
Well, we're going to the 177.
Yeah, I clean.
I don't know where we're going.
It's been a long day. Yeah, clean front squat jerk 177.
Yeah. So
quite a big mental shift in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
The intensity's been high. The training numbers have gone up. I'm very happy with that.
Your first ever PB clean in training?
Yeah, first ever. Hit 185 kilos.
Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
Which for me just solidifies 200 kilos at the games.
Yeah.
Plus.
That's a fucking hammer.
And it's taught me that the body's capable of that. The body's been capable of that for some time, but getting the mind to a point where we're able to confront those numbers head on and overcome them, the mind is now there.
Well, let me offer you a crumb. The body's been rehabilitated, thank you, Radu, again, well this year, is it not?
Yes. So to say the body's been there for some time is, of recent weeks, it's not. It's definitely not been there in the past 12 months, let's say. It's taken right. A lot of work to get to a point where the body's able to lift heavy and then recover into the next session. Whereas in the past, it would be, you know, we could express heavy numbers, but it's how are we able to bounce back then within, you know, it would probably affect the rest of the week or the week following.
And which doesn't seem to be happening now, does it? It just seems to be that your readiness for training is high. At any given point, and even if we have to make a little adjustment like we did this week, your body recovers just like that.
Yeah, so the knees have been a little bit sore, and that's inevitable from time to time, especially when we're lifting heavy, but it's how we manage it. So I've got good management strategies with Radu, and then also coupled with, we pulled out power cleans on a Tuesday, because we know they're intensive on the knees, and we allowed ourselves a little bit more rest than on the Tuesday going into the Wednesday session, which was heavier. It's just being able to play with training like that, but pulling out an exercise as opposed to 3-4 days of training, you know, and it's like you said earlier, we pulled out power cleans, but then we gained this evening with clean weight and volume. So it's we're a lot more in tune with what the body's capable of, how to manage the niggles. We're putting good things in place, and the adjustments we have to make are a lot more minute.
They are, I would agree. You came in on Monday with a little inflammation in the knee. It didn't go anywhere by Tuesday. That's when we made the adjustment. We took the power cleans out, gave it, we just did pulls, I think, and rehab. And then we had that big old clean on Wednesday. You had your rest day on Thursday, and then we've done fucking good doubles tonight on the cleans, which was supposed to be power cleans, but again, we've adjusted the week dynamically, as it were. And yeah, I'm very happy with the results.
Me too.
Michael, how's your training been this week?
Yeah, man.
Not really true, is it?
This week?
Week. That was the question. How's your training been this week?
I felt like a bus hit me, to be honest.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, you were fucking...
I wasn't good. Did everything I was supposed to.
8 cylinders in the engine, 1 was firing.
Yeah, I wasn't good. It was a long, busy weekend of coaching at the Welsh.
Oh, here comes the excuses. British Open, we'll cover that in a minute.
Same thing. And yeah, I was tired. The body wasn't too fatigued, but mentally I was quite tired.
I've written a note, Mike, here. Yeah. I wrote it while I was watching you train. You did clean jerk tonight. We'll come on to the snatches after this. But you did some clean jerks, and I'd written 2 at 147, 2 at 151.
Yeah.
Right. And I wrote in my notes, Michael has no incentive for 147. It was a fucking diabolical double.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. Right? The second clean was fucking dog shit, and the jerk was dog shit. And I'm like, right, is he fucking fatigued? Because I had to fucking think on my feet. I was like, right, okay, go straight to 51. Don't bother with the other 47. Thinking I want my top sets and not the fucking thing. What happened then?
I smoked 50.
Fucking smoked them.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Where was that for the fucking 147? No incentive.
No incentive. I didn't try very hard.
Didn't try hard at all.
Which is quite converse because it's still a very heavy weight. And it's something that I do need to, I am a bit guilty of, I think. Switching off.
Here comes the guilt.
Guilt.
Yeah. Think of your, you know, second clean the jerk in the British, switching off. You know, that's, you have to manage that part of your preparation that you prepare the same for every single lift. When the incentive's there, you fucking smoke it.
Yeah, I think this crept in a few weeks ago when, was it a Matt? We were tripling, and it was supposed to be the triple was at 115. And I might have missed the first of a triple. And I said to you, I'm not invested in 15. So we put 20 on and made the triple then. And again, that's guilty of not having the same sort of intent.
Look, it's a balance, isn't it? If you're not invested in a weight, like I'll take 20 over 15 any fucking day.
Yeah.
Right. And today I took the 51s, but actually we are still at the point in training where we want the spread of volume for fitness. So 47 is an important weight and all the rest of it, but we did move up. Talking of trebles, how did your snatch go on the treble?
Yeah, good. Snatch 121 for a treble, which is fairly significant, I think.
Very significant, absolutely.
So in preceding the Europeans, our goal was a 20 double, and we'd only manage a 20 double. We topped out. We couldn't do 2 doubles of 20.
Correct.
The body was not capable of that.
Yeah. At that time.
Now we've tripled 21.
Correct.
Nice. So we're a leap ahead, not even a step.
Yeah, we are elevating all the time, and you know, the viewer won't know this, but in the next phase of training, you're going for the 55 clean jerk.
Yep.
You're going for the 25 double snatch in preparation for the competitions which are coming up, which we'll review in a second. So that's where we're going. very straightforward. Jordy, you've got your target set. Do you find it easier to have fucking numbers targeted?
Yeah, very much so. It's easier in the fact that I've got to do a fair bit more than Mike. So I can't really target a 130 snatch double or whatever because he's gonna do 125. So I've got to do at least 40 for a double on the snatch and at least 180 on a clean jerk, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I think we both agreed that those 40-80 markers are of great importance in the next cycle in order to establish the 50-plus, 90-plus lifts on the platform. And I think they're well within me now in this next cycle.
Oh, absolutely. Captain, do you like incentive when you train? Do you like a number to be there? Going to hit this number?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, that's a yes then?
Yeah.
Rhiannon going to the Kazi, crawled on the floor. She could have just fucking
walked
past.
As in like an aim?
Yeah, like something, you know, like here's a target weight.
Yeah. Definitely.
We're going to put that target weight in training and there's something to work towards. Yeah. Right, so we are at the sharp end of training. You're competing in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You're in 4 weeks, give or take a day or so, depending on stuff. It's the World Championships and the Commonwealth Championships, which is the qualifier for the Games in Uzbekistan. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, so Mike, you fly out when?
2nd of December.
2nd of December. Jordy?
The 10th.
10th, right, okay, so there's quite a gap between you. In fact, you're flying back the day he's landing out there or something, isn't it?
Yeah, or maybe one day crossover.
Right, so you're not, are you going to see him lift?
No, I might see him in Istanbul on the way up.
Or Constantinople.
Yeah. We'll get our teeth
done. Depends on which time zone you're in the fucking Byzantines.
You won't see each other then?
No.
No.
No, probably not.
Right, Mike, you come back in time for the Welsh seniors?
Yeah, off a plane, straight coaching.
Nice, yep. Good commitment. Let's go back to the competition. So, like, you're going out there to compete for gold.
Yeah.
Jordy, you're going out there to compete for gold.
100%.
Fucking right.
Because a gold medal at this competition in the Commonwealth Champs is an automatic qualification to the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, right.
And that's got to be the...
You pair of fucking sharp on comps as well this year. British Championships, Finland, European Under-23s, yep. And then this World's Forward / Commonwealth Championships. All the big fucking guns will be there.
Yeah, and it's our first ever senior event.
Well, not yours, Jordy, but first senior event in a World Championship sense, you know, being in that hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Cool.
Great.
Best time to do it.
Best time to do it, absolutely. And it gives you a good understanding of where you are then for the British Championships, which will be fucking fire and brimstone, won't it?
That'll be a big one.
That'll be a big one. Yeah. Jordy, you're a defending British champion. Mm-hmm. It's great. Get the fucking Lonsdale out in a minute. Get the belt on. Mike, your main competition are Jack Oliver,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. John Chin.
John Chin. And who else is that little kid?
Jacob. Yeah, young Jacob.
Okay, so there's like three in the mix plus one, isn't it? No offense, Jacob. And you've made ground.
Yeah.
You were bronze in the last one, huh?
Bronze in the British in the summer. And now I think in Uzbek, I'm going to have leap ahead substantially.
Yeah. And of course, you'll be competing against
two English boys.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Which, for a Welshman, that's going to rev me up a hell of a lot more than an Englishman lifting against a Welshman.
Fucking right it will.
Like, that for me is the pinnacle of sport, to beat an Englishman.
Nice. Can we keep that in?
Keep that in.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say needle, but we've got very high competitive fucking meat, fruit, and veg. With gravy. Fruit crafters. how are you feeling about it, George? You're competing against a couple of boys, aren't you?
Two Englishmen.
Yeah, fucking double English and chips. Thank you very much. Right, lovely. And how are you feeling about that?
Like Mike said, there's no greater challenge than...
Putting a red vest on. Put the dragon on.
Yeah, lifting for the for Cymru.
Yeah. It's fucking slaughtering those fucking
not sure if that can stay.
Well,
we don't know. I mean, who knows what can stay these days. Right. I'm very excited, I can tell you, as you can feel. You're excited, I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm buzzing, and Jordan's buzzing as well. We've trained together every day since the announcement that we were going, and it's been unbelievable.
We're charged, and everyone best be ready.
Best be ready. Wow. Fucking hell.
Nice.
It's getting fucking deep already. Well, I'm going to fucking... Oh, by the way, you might know, viewer... Am I on the camera? You might know, viewer, that Michael Farmer has been the gym twink for some years now, right? Well, he's matured. He's now a mature twink, which which is now a mink.
Head twink? A mink.
So, yeah, I just wrote that down under that.
What, mink?
Mink. Yeah, really dope.
Mike the mink.
Mike the mink.
The senior twink.
Senior twink. He's a mink. He's a male mink.
Was this in your training notes from tonight?
Well, it was, actually. Right. Let's call Stone Ewer,
please.
Yeah, just thought I'd add that in. Oh, hello. We're ringing.
Good evening.
Good evening, Stone Ewer. Look at that. This man is so fucking adaptable. He's improved his sound yet again. What room are you in, Stone Ewer?
I'm in the same room, but I've upscaled the microphone.
He's upscaled. Fucking right, yeah, we can tell. Fucking hell. Send me the invoice. I'll fucking dab you in. Stone Ewer, tell us about your team who competed at the British Open on the weekend last.
Well, where do I start? So, entered three athletes. Two of them walked away with silver medals.
Yeah.
One of them got a Scottish record in the total and in the snatch.
And Antonio, is it?
Antonio Capovani, yeah.
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 It's a good Scottish name, yeah, good heritage.
Yeah. Yeah. Even better mustache.
Tell you what, that kid's got fucking facial hair, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the one thing we do well at Stockport Spartans is facial hair. Yeah,
that is true. That is very true. Right, go on, carry on. So you had a couple of silvers and a Scottish record.
Yeah, Louis, this was his first British weightlifting competition.
Yeah.
He snatched 97 and clean and jerked 125.
Good lad.
And came second in his category, so we're really proud of him as well. Yeah, he did really well.
What a good day for the club. And you met our lot up there and had a good time?
Yeah, I got in a bit of trouble because I was on a holiday, a family holiday over in Pueli, so I snuck out really early.
Whoa. Wait. Pueli? Where the fuck is Pueli?
Pueli.
Right, Pueli. It's not a fucking
Pueli.
It's not a fucking hold foot garment. Pueli.
I knew I'd butcher it.
Go on, Stonia. So you're with your family, and then you fuck up. You say you're going for fucking egg and chips, and then you fuck off to the weightlifting all day.
Yeah, that's it. I got into the car at 10 to 6 and arrived home at about 11 o'clock, almost unnoticed. Yeah.
He got into the cart, not your car. Right. Yeah. Stonia, what are you wearing? Let us know.
Well, I'm still signing my gym gear. I've only just got home. It's been a long session.
You could have told us a fabricated fucking. Yeah.
Sorry, full armor.
Right, Stonia. So you know the drill by now. We're gonna play your little intro theme, and then your own ukulele music will back you in the background. Tiberius, cue him up.
So today, I want to mix things up and talk about myth and legend, namely that of the origins of the Red Dragon of Wales and the Welsh flag. First reference is 828 AD in a book called Historica Britonna, or the History of Britain. It describes a battle near Snowdon between a red and a white dragon. The mythical wizard Merlin, who also appears in the story, explains how the white dragon represents the Anglo-Saxon invaders and the red dragon represents the people of Wales. The red dragon wins the epic battle and banishes the white dragon to the east, namely England. Now, it was always my understanding that the green and the white of the Welsh flag took inspiration from the Welsh landscape, but it turns out they're the colours of the House of Tudor, and they started with Henry Tudor, who was Henry VIII's dad. The colours were first used at the Battle of Bosworth in 1485, during the War of the Roses, in which Henry Tudor beats Richard III and becomes the rightful King of England.
Fuck, he did it! Studio! You did it! In a fucking minute! Wow! That was fucking brilliant.
That was the best. That was the best one.
What, Stonio, what you don't know is that fucking Michael and Jordan have just been talking about putting the fucking dragon on their fucking chest and beating the English.
Wow. There you go. It's meant to be, wasn't it?
We got a solar eclipse, fucking full moon. It's all met. The universe has aligned us. Stonio, once again, thank you for your input. We've appreciated it greatly. See you soon.
No problems.
Take care.
Cheers, then.
Bye. In the interest of your well-being, viewer, we are going to put forward a series of video graphs that will highlight all of the aspects of the remote athlete. So, firstly, who is a willpower remote athlete? They could be an athlete from a different country, from this country, one that may have been lifting for some years, and they may be at a plateau, a stage at which none of their training is elevating. Those are the athletes that we serve the best. It could be that you need a different perspective, a different set of eyes to guide you along the development path. When you're at this point, it may well be very disheartening for you as a experienced lifter that finds it frustrating not to be increasing your snatch, your clean and jerk, your back squat, whatever part of the lifting cycle you're at. Over the years at Willpower, we have helped many athletes increase their competition total, elevating their potential through carefully structured developmental cycles. Gaining access to the Willpower remote athlete team is easy. All you need to do, viewer, is to fill out the extensive application form. Write in a full description of what weightlifting means to you and why you should be accepted onto the Willpower remote athlete weightlifting team. We're back. Right. Playlist revisited third time round. Mike.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Willpower playlist now.
Yeah, it's gone up a notch again.
Gone up a notch.
I didn't expect this. We're in the realms of like hard style and very heavy techno. And we're bringing in
different speakers.
Louder, heavier speakers to handle and get a real sense for the music.
What did you call it? Hard techno.
Hard techno.
Right. Rhiannon, is that true?
I would go with heavy techno.
Heavy techno, not hard, heavy.
Yes, it's very heavy.
It is.
And it's great. I think everyone's really getting spurred on by it. And it's bringing up some sort of primal instinct in everyone, I feel.
Bringing out the violence, isn't it, George?
Yeah, very violent affair, the music.
Tonight was violent.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't get enough of it.
There's some beats going on.
It's bloody loud.
It is loud.
It's bloody loud.
We've got a 1,000-watt PA system now at the Willpower. And
we don't do half measures.
Not half measures. I did say, Mike, I'm going to bring my bass bin in.
That'll be insane.
We're going to ramp it up to about 2K.
I can't believe you're saying this.
What?
Oh, why man.
Not? You what? May... Well... Let me just say this, right? At the moment, we're overdriving that speaker a little bit too loud. So we want both fucking speakers in. Those are 450 watts RMS, everyone. And then we're going to bring in a 15-inch fucking bass bin, and it will be it'll be quieter, but it'll be fuller. A lot more bass.
That sounds naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Naughty.
In the land of mink. Yeah. Right.
It was loud, wasn't it?
So,
do you think?
Yeah. It is loud, yeah. Yeah, especially when I'm trying to concentrate. I have adapted, viewer. Like all great beasts, I've adapted to my environment. Where's this tune's coming from? Where'd you find them?
Oh, these lie in the realms of SoundCloud.
You can't find them on Spotify.
Right. Okay. Are we paying for this thing yet?
Charlie's paying for it.
Why am I not paying for it?
Cheers, you.
Charlie, does the SoundCloud offer you like a DJ mixing booth?
A booth?
Yeah, like an app that allows you to DJ it. So you don't have to wait for the fade out. Because there's been a few fade outs, I've noticed.
You can set it slightly differently.
Yeah. Right, so there's a few adaptations we can set to. Where's it going next, Mike? What's next after fucking hard techno?
Well, we dabbled with Daki Dak last week.
Yeah, are we on cryptocurrency yet? Daki Dak?
Yeah, I believe it's Icelandic techno.
See, that's the one I can't really get my head around, the Daki Dak.
Daki Dak.
No. It is.
Sounds like a fucking Doctor Who villain.
It's quite mind-numbing.
It's intense.
Right. Yeah. So, can we just have, like, one of those? What's happened to the peas? Where have they gone?
Well, you banned the peas.
I didn't ban. I banned, like, fucking six peas on the go.
They released a new album, and we were...
It all sounds the same. What are they called?
The parcels.
Parcels, right. So, it just sounds... Every song sounds the same. Anyway, the one song they've got is great.
Yeah, that...
Whatever that is.
Techno-y one.
And then every other song sounds the fucking same. Anyway, so we're going to Daki Daki.
I don't know where we can go, to be honest. We peaked.
We could talk about the Big Sad...
Oh, we could talk about the Big Sad, yeah.
The Big Sad?
Okay, you'll have to fucking speak more, because I haven't got a fucking clue.
So, basically, there's a playlist that we put on after training called the Big Sad Playlist. It's full of the saddest songs that you can think of.
Mike actually asked me if I'd finished training to put it on the other day.
Just to make sure. I'll tell you where this stems from. When me and Jordan used to drive to the gym together after school.
School. Fucking back in the day.
Back in the day.
Who was driving?
Me and Jordan.
We shared it. Right, okay.
Yeah. And then we'd be very tired after a day of school, day of training, on the way home when it's like, right, find the saddest songs we can find and try and outdo each other on every drive home.
Yes, so it normally started with some, they don't have to be sad songs, just very, very, very mellow. So we'd start with like a Dusty Springfield song. Normally Spooky, wouldn't it?
Spooky, yeah.
Or Son of a Preacher. And then it would go into Adele, probably.
Adele, yeah. Elton John.
Just very mellow songs that can just help you sleep, really. Because
have you added Minnie Riperton to that playlist?
We can.
Get on that.
Minnie Riperton, find her there. She's a fucking sad singer.
All right, we'll revisit that.
Right, but this mad, crazy, heavy techno stuff is working well.
Yeah, I think Echo's training wicked from it.
What's the fucking the beat that Charlie likes? That thing? Along Came Polly. Right. I've noticed that Along Came Polly is now seem to be integrated in about fucking 20 songs.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
It's a popular mix.
Who's mixing it? What's their name?
Well, on SoundCloud, you get these random geezers who...
Are you down the fucking fruit market? You're like,
strawberries, pound raspberries. Yes!
Waiting for that.
Look at that. All right, cheers, guys. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Random people who throw in a mix.
Yeah, and then it's made available for people to find and then play on SoundCloud.
Right, no copyright?
I don't think that's a thing on SoundCloud.
There you go. Wow, the world's changing. Suffice it to say that it is very conducive to good training. Yeah. But what did you have on the 185?
All My Tears by Anne Byrne. It's an Irish folk song.
Yeah. That sort of changed everything up, didn't it? Just fucking dropped the mood and woof, it went intense.
It's very, very heavy and it really works well after a lot of loud music when you put it on and it, Yes.
Well, I was watching your eyes as you walked to the chalk bin to fucking dust up. And as you were walking to the chalk bin, I was thinking about you in 2017 in Australia, walking to the chalk bin because they had a camera inside the chalk bin at that event, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And I looked at your eyes and I fucking knew you weren't going to make that lift. His fucking eyes are gone. But I fucking looked in your eyes on fucking Wednesday. I'm like, he is fucking making this lift. It fucking toked my fucking heartstrings. I can fucking tell you. And that fucking, whatever the fucking Fanny's name was, fucking singing that song. Oof, that was fucking deep.
Yeah. I was actually tearing up before that lift.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very strange emotion to feel before you're going for a lifetime PB.
Remind me of that number that Donny played over and over again to make that 210 clean off the box.
Addicted to You by Avicii.
Fuck.
It's the same sort of
fucking vibe. That is feeling. a deep vibe in it on that song.
Yeah. And there's a good remix of that we play.
Now, can I offer a suggestion, Michael? Yeah. That if I'm going to put me PA in there with a bass bin and a couple of bloody blasts, can we have a classic playlist every now and again, please?
I'm all for that.
Right, because this mad techno, or whatever it's called, is wonderful, but let's not overuse its fucking frequency.
I was saying this in someone in the gym last week.
Who, Mike? Who were you talking to?
It was Ray.
Right, okay.
I said...
She had a good night's training.
We can't have it here all the time, because we won't get the same feeling and effect otherwise. And I think Tuesday should stay Funky Tuesday.
Correct.
Wednesdays... Depending on what the mood is, what the session is.
Well, like Wednesdays seem to be heavy these days. They've been big, haven't they? Yeah, they've been. George, you're going heavy on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't put my playlists on anymore.
Ooh, Mike, we haven't talked about your 150 Power Clean.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Hey!
Richard! Talking to Urch, we haven't had Chaz and Dave for a while.
Oh, I miss Chaz and Dave.
You played a lot of fucking AC/DC the other day, and I was like, fuck, I've missed this.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I do feel like I want to put that stuff on every now and then.
Yeah, we got the fucking Hendrix that we spoke about in episode one, I think it was.
Yeah.
9 episodes ago. You know, we spoke about Hendrix.
Hendrix, old AC/DC with Bon Credence. Scott. Credence, Living Colour.
Eagles.
The Eagles, you know.
So, let's...
ELO.
Can SoundCloud do all that?
Yeah.
We can do it all. Fucking hell.
All singing, all dancing.
All singing and all dancing and all fucking heavy techno. Great. Next on me list, I've written Smelling Salts. And I've noticed that the Smelling Salts are out in the gym.
They're back.
They're back.
They're back.
No, I say they're back. They've never left Wasley and Eaton, have they?
No.
That's excessive. If it...
Like, you know when you get a packet of fucking tree ball mints and you crunch about 4 or 5? That's they put up their nose, that they crunched fucking Smelling Salts like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't deal with their...
What's Wesley's fucking Smelling Salts? Fucking napalm and fucking like, Agent Orange and...
Big Ben's death palm, wasn't it?
Like,
I don't know.
Wesley's got enough marble shaking in his fucking brain already without the fucking Smelling Salts going on, innit? He's fucking quadruple caffeinated and the Smelling Salts come in. But you've invested this week?
We just bought some today.
Today.
17 of the little ones.
Yeah.
That's an interesting number to order.
They're really hard. They're not made anymore.
What do you mean they're not made?
Discontinued.
The Smelling Salts.
They're discontinued. Yeah,
the McKenzie's ones, which are the best ones because they're not too intense. They've got eucalyptus and stuff in them. They stopped making them. So you couldn't find them for like a year or two, and people were selling them for about 50 quid a pop.
Well, they're not woke enough, are they? Fucking hell. Don't answer that. I'll bet they sell them around the fucking chemist in Pontypool High Street. I bet they do. I used to buy them from there. Just nip up the High Street and buy me McKenzie's. So you bought 17. That was the pack, was it? A pack of 17.
Was it? Yeah.
They don't even sell fucking donkeys in fucking packs of 17. You have to have an even number of fucking buying. Who sells in odd numbers? Well, you can have a pack of 5, but I doubt you're going to have a pack of 17. Was that all that was available?
These individual ones, for like 9 quid a pop, or there was a massive pack. We were just
of 17.
We get the big pack.
Right.
We've got
strange number.
And caffeine gum. That's another thing we've started doing.
That's a new thing.
Caffeine gum. Yeah. I've noticed you've been chewing in training.
Yeah.
It's part of your nonchalant fucking bar drop.
You told me off for that
once. Ooh. Well, I don't like chewing in training. It could go down your throat. Yeah. That's all I need is to fucking do a fucking Heimlich maneuver on the fucking platform after a big clean or whatever. So you got your chewing gum.
Yeah.
Nicotine.
100 milligrams of caffeine per
caffeine,
gum.
Whatever, right? You got your smelling salts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got?
We're slapping the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Bit of slap.
What else are we doing? A lot of shouting. A lot of emotional stuff. We whisper to each other as well.
Yeah. There's words.
There's a lot of words spoken between me and Jord recently.
Right.
Don't know if people can see it on the videos, but we'll always say something. I don't even know what we say, but I guess my ticker going.
I can't even think of what I said to Mike today. But
you said something tonight when he was doing his thing, and you straightened him up. And
something like we're champions, or something, you know, just. Yeah. That sort of thing.
We're best friends.
We're best friends. Enjoy yourself, Mike.
Lift this.
Go get it.
Come on, Minnie. Captain, do the girls chew gum and fucking smell salts?
I chew gum. I don't think the girls do.
Liv, she chews gum. Liv dabbles.
I did ask Meg tonight. So like,
the girls' version of smelling salts and fucking nicotine gum is Aribos.
Yeah. Yeah, Tangfastics would be the female equivalent.
When you said Mackenzie, we used to have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah, the same ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
The little brown bottles.
Brown ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Aribos, innit, Liv?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah,
Liv buys a fucking gross of Aribos every month.
But no, we don't.
You haven't got a fucking intense routine. I don't see the girls slapping each other and fucking shoving the salts up their nose.
Righto.
Not yet.
Right. I've never seen the slap. Perhaps it's private.
Yeah.
Right, Mike. What you got for us this week? Cue the music, Nick.
No, he's lost.
He's under pressure. Mom. Fucking surprised him. Yeah, I've just changed the running order, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
Like he was prepped. Oh, there it is. Double E Glez.
So I've got nothing except for Jord.
Right. What you got, Jord?
Right. A very loose segment, but I actually want to draw our attention to something that happened this evening, which led a conversation in the gym between myself and Lewis. And there was a bit of a barney that went on between Nick and Lewis tonight.
Our producer, Nick?
Yeah, yeah. So we were in the middle of training.
A barney? Like an actual argument?
That's sort of like an aggressive exchange between the two of them.
Wait.
Nice, Luke.
Right. Firstly, we're talking about Luke.
Go on.
Who's a very calm individual.
Yeah, but, right, this is what we're on about.
And Nick.
What did you call him earlier?
I called him gently clumsy. Right? He said he's clumsy great. And gentle at the same time.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And fucking Nick.
So this is what yeah, Nick, hard as nails.
The least handiest handyman. Right. Okay, so.
Right.
So, argy bargy.
So.
Bit of ag.
Mike was in the middle of lifting.
Yeah.
And Lewis was on the side of the platform. And I think Nick thought that Lewis was going to edge onto Mike's platform as he was lifting. So Nick went like this to Lewis. Oof. And then Lewis looked over and just said, "Don't fucking point at me."
Nice, Lou. Right. Fucking stood his ground.
Nice, and Lou.
Honestly, I was so rattled watching that. I was like, yeah, this is what it's all about. And it basically, there's nothing personal by it, but when you're in a training environment where, you know, you've got to bring out that aggressive side of you and you've got to be confrontational with yourself and the weight that you're lifting, you're going to bite people's head off sometimes and there's going to be confrontation between yourselves. And that's a good thing. Like we said, in a rugby environment, you know, a good training session, a full contact session would involve, you're very, very close to fighting each other. And it's just because you're tapping into that, that violence within you. and I saw it unfold tonight, and it was just, it was brilliant. It basically encapsulated all the energy that we're bringing into training. It's like, yeah, this is what it's about. If you're confronted with confrontation, you know, how are you reacting? And that's a good test of where your mindset is. And Lewis, you know, he was confronted by a finger of Nick, and Nick had
good. No one wants that.
Oh, there we are.
And then just let it go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Then
yeah, it's,
so that's the most important
we've
thing.
We've got like a Nick. You were training on platform 8.
Add me platforms up.
So you were training on your platform with Michael, and you get a bit platform protective, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, the training partners on the platform know what's happening, and you can sort of peripherally see somebody maybe coming in. I'm not saying you were, Lou, because you're very aware. And you are aware of your training partners and what they're doing, and you perhaps don't want someone who's gently, clumsily lolloping their way over, etc. And it is a protection mechanism.
You could see both sides of it. You know, Nick was protecting the trio that we had. You know, and making sure that no one interfered with that, and I've got great respect for that. But then the way that it was received was it sparked a bit of an interesting dynamic, and it was a beautiful thing. And for me, it just highlights the intensity that's being brought to training at the moment. There's nothing passive about it. Yeah. It is a very violent and aggressive affair.
We all do that a little bit, don't we?
You know, and we all have Barneys from time to time, and that's what, you know, families argue, don't they? This is what happens, but there's no baggage at the end of it. But it's just understanding that in those highly strung environments, you're going to have those moments. And I think, if anything, it's a test of a good environment.
And Nick's got a history, hasn't he?
Yeah.
We're not going to cover it. We're not covering the history tonight, viewer. Thanks, Nick. He's just protecting himself there. So, great. Yeah, I think, you know, the high level of intensity added to the fucking mental tech or whatever we're playing at the fucking moment on the thing.
Have you spoken since?
Oh, yeah.
You made up? Yeah, all sweet. Yeah. Fucking,
that's the main thing.
They've showered and cold plunged and fucking sawn it together. A shout out to our sponsor, Big Dog Coffee. Mike, have they done anything special this month?
No.
Hey! But you've been drinking their coffee well.
Yeah, we had a kilo a few weeks ago.
Sounds like fucking coke, didn't it? We had a kilo delivered, have we?
And it was banging.
Are we on beans or ground?
I think the last one was beans. So we've been grinding the beans.
Grinding the beans, lovely.
Nice.
I think it's important to do that to get the best out of Big Dog.
What is this? This is Big Dog's.
The cold brew's good as well, isn't it?
It's their signature range, isn't it?
Very strong, yeah.
It's just Big Dog Coffee.
Yeah, it's their signature.
Very strong.
Yeah, not sure what my wife called it today, but it was not Big Dog Coffee.
Brew Dog.
Kitty. So thanks, Big Dog, for continuing your support. That's brilliant. Send us a couple more kilos when you're ready, because the boys are fucking gobbling it. Right, what else? A willpower kit. Look at the captain. Get on the camera, Nick. Yeah, lovely. Captain, what's that? What range is this?
This is the willpower rower.
The willpower rower.
Yes. Long sleeve rower.
The long sleeve
rower. And I
rower.
Think it's the best.
I agree. It's fucking smart.
Geordie's still waiting for his.
Right, okay. So,
but there's a reason.
Thanks, mate.
Captain, we've got a whole range of kit these days. Yeah. We've got the rower. Didn't know it was called that. Yeah. What else have we got?
We've got the hoodies with the zip. We've got a lot of t-shirts, which are cotton and dry fit.
Yeah, they're the sporting fit.
Sport fit.
The shorts, which are amazing.
Training shorts.
Lycra shorts. Proper shorts.
Proper fucking training shorts, yeah.
What else have we got?
What's that zip-up fleece thing?
Oh, the fleece is one of the best items.
And what about the women's short top?
The women's short top.
That's really
looks fantastic.
It says intent, purpose, deed.
Fucking hell. Right, okay.
Yeah. And it's lovely.
We're very happy with the kit, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it looks
good with all the competitions and things that's gone on.
The rower thing, this thing is fucking mint.
Yeah.
Innit?
So we do it in this, and then we do Willpower, the big...
Yeah, we got a very good T-shirt that you were wearing and Charlie Mack was wearing the other day. That looked fucking brilliant.
Yep, the large Willpower weightlifting on the front.
Chuck it over, Nick. Go on, toss it.
What's this? Captain, this is the zip-up hoodie.
This is
the red and black hoodie.
Put it on?
Put it on. Oh, Geordie's putting it on. Look at that. This is shameless merchandising, viewer. Well, I'm not ashamed. I'm very proud of it. It looks fucking great. Geordie's going
to...
He hasn't got it on.
Comes in various sizes.
Look, have you got the camera on him, Nick? Yeah, it's great. Lovely.
The singlet is an old favourite, but the singlet is brilliant.
We got the Willpower singlet.
Yeah.
We've got. Is this the hoodie? Lovely.
This is
the
hoodie, but it's the hoodie with the zip.
It's a zip up. Lovely. Look at that. Never fit over his head. Oh. Yes. Classic.
So comfortable. Some great kit. It's the best kit we've had. I will say that.
That's a child size.
Yeah, it comes in sizes that fit as well.
That's good.
So we got a whole fucking swathe of kit.
The T-shirts are great. I walked in the other day and there was about five or six people with the black Willpower T-shirts on. And I thought, fucking hell, I want mine on.
Yeah. Go on, Ree. There we are. Look, people are running past the camera. We don't give a fuck. Lovely. Edit that out. So we've got this kit. We have a website, viewer. None of the kit is on the shop. The shop is active, but I don't fucking put the kit on there. No idea why. Perhaps I should. But if you want some kit,
we're
going to
do another order at Christmas.
Right. So. There we are. Yeah. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. My goose is. We're about to fucking kill it. And you can buy some Willpower merchandise. All you got to do is message us. If you message the captain via Willpower Instagram... Or train at Willpower, because that seems to be the only fucking email that seems to work these days. Also, willpowerweightlifting@gmail.com. Yes. Thank you. Yes. You can have a bit of kit as well. Yeah. You can have this lovely rower. Fantastic. Right. We're going to do the crypto review. How's the Cardano doing? I can tell you how Cardano's doing.
Who's Cardano?
So, I got no idea what Liam said there in complete abitrudo, but what did you say, Liam?
What happened then?
He said I gave them a left, right, good night.
Ooh. There's nobody out there, Liam. Right, Cardano's 138, Mike.
Would you sell at?
70.
I don't remember. 70p. I don't
want
to remember.
He doesn't want to remember. You do remember. Geordie, how's yours doing? What's it called?
Orion Protocol.
What's the protocol doing?
I don't know.
Oh, it's down, is it?
It is. It's pretty steady. But the website's being launched pretty soon.
No, I thought wasn't it Korea or fucking some South American country had fucking taken crypto on as their currency, and all cryptos were going to go up.
All cryptos have, bar Orion. But you mark my words.
Yeah, we're marking them. M-A-R-K, mark.
Yeah, there we are.
I've marked them.
Let's chat next one.
Well, I got a hot tip for you, viewer. It's called XLM, and it's an ISO crypto, right? So ISO cryptos are the new thing. And it's at $0.32, or 32 cents, buy now. I'm fucking going.
Are we endorsed by them or something?
No, we're not at all. But I've had a fucking...
You having a go, are you?
Oh, fucking right, yeah.
You getting in on that?
32 is supposed to go 100 times up this year. I'm fucking in on it.
Are we getting in?
It's 32 cents, okay. Right?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's do it. So I'm in. Who's coming?
Yeah, I'm moving all over.
Move over. You're, like, you know, you're fucking whatever it's... Orion Protocol has... isn't it?
I'm patient. I'm playing the waiting game.
All right. But I'm fucking XLM.
Look, let's... If
XLM sounds like one of those fucking techno tunes that Mike plays. Right? Yeah. Yeah, great. Good to go. Right, I think that's it.
I got one more thing. I want to put it on record.
Wait a minute. Let me just check my fucking list. Yeah, go for it, Mike.
So, before training, we're having a coffee. And Liam... comes out with a statement.
Yeah, this is permanent now, mate.
Yeah. I have, let me take a drink. This is going to be fucking...
Is this like him being blind?
Yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Here he is. Everyone.
All right, you've viewers, you've met Liam before.
Sorry about that.
He's been on the mic.
Beautiful human.
Go on, Liam. So what was his statement, Mike?
That he's going to snatch 100K.
Oh, yes!
And we're like, great, yeah. That's a great target. What's your best snatch now, Liam? 90. Which is ambitious, but we like ambition.
Yeah.
Then Liam says, I'm not going to get my hair cut until I snatch 100K.
Oh, I was here.
And shook our hands.
Then
Ryan,
the captain, and Charlie's hand.
Yeah.
That is a commitment, Liam. Don't tap the table, please.
So you're committed to snatching 100K and not cutting your hair.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, Liam?
Well, I've shook on it.
Yeah.
He's shook. And in Abertridu, that's a fucking promise.
Can you shake Jordan's hand now just to...
Seal it on the camera. Whoa. Right, okay.
That was another chance for you to back out.
It wasn't even conscious when he shook my hand.
Liam, are you courting? Do you have a girlfriend? No. Right, okay. Well, this will consolidate that for sure. Wow.
Or not.
Maybe they like a little bit of fucking, teenage fur. Who knows? Right. And on that note, we can't top that when Liam gets involved. You remember last time he was legally blind? He still hasn't passed his fucking... He still hasn't passed his driving theory.
Next time.
Next time on the Willpower Weightlifting Podcast, it will... Oh, fuck. Turn that down, Nick. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it right down. We have not finished yet. Pass me the cap. Oh. Oh. Right. Wait a second. Fucking hell. I thought we were finished. And we've not finished.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. Now then, go there, get fucking camera 3 on me. I'm on it, right. Oh. Right, viewer. Willpower Weightlifting respects its weightlifters. This is a velvet-lined Willpower cap with our crest on it. And I'm not sure you can see the crest, but if you can, it's got some Latin... Don't touch my cameras. So... They're too big and they're too high quality, apparently. So this velvet cap was presented to Michael in 2019, but he wasn't here.
Yeah.
Where were you, Mike?
I don't even remember.
Exactly.
He
wasn't here. We had a willpower. We had a presentation evening. Mike didn't even fucking turn up. So this cap was for the award of... 2019 Willpower Best Weightlifter of the Year.
Yeah.
Right? It was the main event. Right? And you weren't here, right? Which is hard to believe now, Mike. And I didn't present it to him. So I'm going to present it to you now, Mike. Are we on camera 1?
Yeah.
Right. Michael, congratulations. Willpower Weightlifter 2019.
Come on, Mike.
Put it on. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh! And what sealed it that year was your silver medal in
Samoa,
yeah. Where you fucking won it by a kilo.
A kilo, the boy. Yeah.
That was probably the competition that turned everything for you.
Yeah, changed my mindset. I was a weightlifter then. Did weightlifting that day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that cap is a testament to that. Competition and the work that you put in up to that point in 2019. And today, these pair go to a fucking world championships next week. They'll be going to the fucking Commonwealth Games in fucking August. British champion.
Next podcast, will they have done it?
Next podcast, viewer, they will have competed in whatever it is. And I did say to you, Tiberius, that we might do a live broadcast January 1st. Because this is going out December 1st, so we might do a live one in January. Fucking God help us. Whichever God it is, I have no idea. Right, Nick, start the tunes. Mike, congratulations on the cap, posthumously presented. That means after the fact, Liam. Or later, in your language. Right, viewer, we'll see you for episode 11. Maybe live, January the 1st. From us all, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey!
Hey!
Jesus Christ.